Well, I hate to end it because it's such fun to recall and to talk together. I don't want people to feel pressed and needing to go when, so perhaps we should. I do need to ask you all to sign the release form. It says that you give the contents of this tape to the trustees. So I'll turn the sheet over and you can sign it on this side. If in the meantime other things come to mind because the tape's still running, how about you, Jocko? You haven't told any of your... When we were talking before, you said, oh, I've got many a thing I could tell, but you're not...
First, Burton is just wide enough and just narrow enough so that you can walk up the walls. And, I mean, with your hands on one wall and your feet on the other, you could walk up the walls.
You could.
And
you could.
Almost everybody could. If you went over and looked today, you'd see that you could walk up there. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, you'd come back and there'd be a whole... There'd be 20, 30 guys at the top of the hallway. Mm-hmm.
Because they've done this up the wall.
Like that. Yeah.
I remember somebody, and I don't know who it was, I think it was in Burton, was fooling around with some firecrackers and filled a wash basin with water and floated the firecracker on the top of it some way and set it off, thinking they're going to splash water all over the room, and instead blew the wash basin off the wall.
Well, on that explosive note, I guess we'll end our interview. But thank you, one and all, for coming to join. It's been wonderful fun.
Thank you. It was great fun. Thank you. And I'm so proud of our class.
I should say.
And one thing that just occurred to me sitting here is that... One of the joys of this kind of reunion event is that you're connecting with people who you didn't know
very well in college, and they're just wonderful.
Yes. Like Jocko.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
People you didn't know very well, and all of a sudden you find this wonderful.
Well, late
person.
As usual.
Was there?
Just in time.
We're all done.
I was a late bloomer.
Well, there's time. This is Dean Millman. Just came in. Do you have a quick story that you'd like to share, Dean?
Oh, boy. Most of these probably be a rerun of things I've written in a newsletter.
It's okay.
About my 3 years rooming with sort of our class icon, who was Ralph Newman, outstanding athlete and student, and who met a tragic death early in 72, went on to Rochester Medical School from Carleton. And we kept track of each other over the years, and I've written about that, so I won't. In my biography, too. I wrote his biography for the class reunion. And of course, I started out as a pre-med student myself, and I quickly learned after 2 years of frustration that my grades weren't going to get me into medical school. It took me 2 years to figure that out. It was pretty discouraging. I was about ready to leave Carleton. I didn't know. I said, I just can't hack it here. But there were enough high points to keep me my interest up, and so then I discovered geology, and so the last 2 years I didn't take a geology course until I was a junior, and so then I had to load up on it to graduate in geology. Dunk Stewart and Eiler Hendrickson, of course, were my instructors, and I went on to graduate school in geology at the University of Iowa. And had a career for 39 years with an oil company as an exploration geologist. I worked some overseas, and I saw a lot of the world, and a lot of the western U.S., and lived in many states, and had a great career as a result of my geologic training and upbringing at Carleton.
Do you have any quick stories about either of the professors?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, Eiler, Dunk Stewart was the elder. At that time, when I was here, I think Eiler was still working on his PhD at the University of Minnesota.
He was.
And he was coaching wrestling.
And wrestling.
Yeah. And I don't have any... Eiler, you know, retired after many years here at Carleton when he was 65, I think. And then he took a position at Colorado College in the Colorado Springs, Colorado for 10 years. And I went to his second... retirement when he retired from Colorado, they invited geology students from his classes to attend. So I was in Houston, but I flew up there and went to this little party they had for him at the geology building. And Gary Ernst was there from the class of 53, who was a very distinguished geological professor.
Head of the department at UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA for many years. Now he's been at Stanford in the last several years. He was a fairly close friend of mine from that class. And we had a good time. Jim Mancuso,
mm-hmm.
and Joe,
two Iron Rangers guys. So I was an Iron Ranger from Nashwauk, Minnesota, and they were from the little town of Pittsville outside of Chisholm. And I used to run into Joe. He was head of the department in Bowling Green University in Ohio. And I used to see him there. And Jim is with several companies, and he's now in Denver, has his own company called Queen Steak, and still working as a geologist. But anyway, and now I guess Eiler is back here in Northfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't seen him here, but he was... Last time I saw him, he, as always, he looked at least 10 years younger.
Still not. He's here milling about in the events. I've seen him a couple of different times this weekend. So keep your eye out.
I was hoping somebody would mention Dunk Stewart, because I have to tell you, if the freshman women weren't half in love with Carlton Qualley, they were half in love with Duncan Stewart.
He was very benevolent.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Always a gentleman.
Lovely, lovely men, both of them.
I can remember I took my first... got the first test back and took his first geology course. And I, as usual, I had trouble taking tests. I didn't do very well. And here I had declared myself a geology major. And he wrote on the bottom, this is not a very good grade for a prospective geology major. that caught my attention. I did a little better after that, but he did it in a very nice, mannerly way. You know, he didn't do it as some of the other professors, like Dr. Benziger, used to do.
Remember, Don McGannon was a geology major,
yeah.
Yep. And left under a cloud when the Air Force. And later, the next time I saw him was years and years later in the Graduate School of Minnesota, where he was a student, teaching assistant, and so forth. And Dunk Stewart had made him the nicest recommendation for acceptance that anybody had ever seen. And from having left under a cloud, and his great gracious man had just forgotten all that. And then McGannon went nuts, of course.
Talk about second chances again.
Second chances. Oh yeah.